Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 41, Allie.
So, how do you like them?
The associate at All Your Eye Needs asked me after school. I stared at myself in one of their mirrors and scrunched my nose at my new glasses. I had vowed to try to switch things up and take care of myself for once, so I switched from semi-rimless square frames to circle ones. My eyesight had been getting worse this past year, and I had been saving up money to buy new glasses for the past 6 months because I refused to use Harlan's money, especially after Jace had told me that Harlan had a dark past. I just hoped to God that he didn't hurt Mom. "Can I have a minute alone?" I asked, wanting to hold in my disappointment until he left. The man nodded and walked toward his desk. I gnawed on the inside of my lip and inched closer to the mirror. I'd had those square frames for almost 4 years now. Something this dramatic wasn't what I was going for. Hell, when I had picked them out a couple days ago, I'd thought they looked fine. But now, I was regretting everything. My phone buzzed in my pocket and I pulled it out. "Hello?"
"Where are you?" Jace asked. "You weren't at the field. We need to talk."
"I'm at the mall, getting new glasses." Jace paused.
"Did you walk? I would have brought you if you—"
"No, I didn't walk. Imani brought me, but she had to leave."
"I'll be there. You look beautiful in them,"
the associate said, walking back to me and staring me down in the mirror. This man must have wanted me out of the store as soon as possible or something. He probably knew that a young girl with a damn hole in her sweater wouldn't be spending any more of her money here and didn't want the brand of the store to depreciate with me standing next to the hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise.
"Who is that?"
Jace asked, an edginess to his voice. He almost sounded jealous. It made me warm and giddy on the inside. "Nobody," I said with a smile. "Better get here before any guy tries to pick me up." Before he could respond, I hung the phone up and stuffed it into my pocket. "These are good," I said to the associate, taking the glasses off, setting them back in their case, and putting on my old ones. "Thanks. I don't need them readjusted. I'll be leaving now. So you don't have to worry about all the billionaires in Redwood not coming into your store because a homeless-looking kid raised on the other side of town wanted to see better." Walking back through the mall to the exit, I rubbed my sweaty palms together. As soon as Jace pulled up, I would be out of here because I didn't want him coming in and walking around with me. I'd barely survived lunch today when he sat next to me. I really wouldn't be able to survive the constant stares as Jace and I shopped together.
"Waiting for me?"
Jace asked, wrapping his arms around me from behind and stuffing his face into my neck. I tensed up and stepped away from him, heart racing inside my chest. He stood there, brows furrowed together and looking sad that I had pulled away from him. "Where did you come from?" I asked.
"Entrance on the other side of the mall," he said, hiking his thumb back toward the shops.
He furrowed his brows harder.
"Where are your glasses? I thought you were getting new ones."
I gnawed on the inside of my lip and glanced down at the case in my hand. "I did."
"And you're not wearing them?"
My cheeks flushed. I didn't want him to feel bad for me. I had spent all the money I'd saved to buy new glasses, only to be disappointed in the way they looked on me. I couldn't return them, and I didn't have any more cash to buy new ones. I think they look kind of weird on me. Jace reached for them.
"Let me see them on you."
Some people from school walked by us and waved at Jace. I pressed my lips together and looked down at my toes, stepping farther away from him so it wouldn't seem like we were a couple. I wanted to be with him again more than anything, but I wanted to be cautious and didn't want to run into this blindly. "No, Jace, not now."
"Come on, Allie. Who cares what they look like? You need them to see."
I glanced up into his big brown eyes and opened the case. "Okay," I whispered. I pulled out the glasses, my stomach tightening with nerves, and took off my old ones. After promising myself that I wouldn't cry because of how bad I thought they looked, I pushed them onto my face and peered up at Jace. With a big, goofy grin, Jace grabbed my chin in his hand to pull me closer and pinched my cheeks until my mouth formed a lopsided O. He pressed his lips to mine.
You look so...
Wet kiss on my jaw.
Fucking.
Wet kiss on my neck.
Cute.
Cheeks flushing red, I gazed up at him. You really think so? I asked, my stomach filling with butterflies and tingles. I don't think I'm used to them yet. Jace grabbed my old glasses and put them into the case, stuffing them into his back pocket.
We'll get used to them, because they're adorable, Allie.
He smiled down at me, his eyes big and wide and filled with love, like they used to be. He scooped my hand in his and pulled me toward all the shops.
Come on, let's buy you some winter clothes and a raincoat. All yours are too thin.
Lost in thought and all these little gooey feelings, I forgot all about me wanting to keep my distance from him until I noticed people from Redwood looking over at us as we walked by them. I pulled my hand out of Jace's hand and stuffed them into my pockets, ignoring the heartbreaking glance he gave me. I walked toward Forever 21, something simple and cheap, because I knew Jace would want to pay and I didn't want him to waste his money on me. But he shook his head and continued walking past it toward higher-end boutiques that cost a fortune for damn socks. Jace, I said, grabbing his bicep. He tensed under my touch, sucking in a breath, and then looked down at me quizzically. These stores are expensive, and I don't have any money left. Let's go to-
No.
But Jace,
no. I'm taking you shopping, and I'm paying.
Jace. Jace tilted his head and stared down at me.
Allie.
I slapped him on the chest for mocking me and glanced into one of the many shops where the salespeople were dressed in their finest attire and were waiting to pounce on the first customer that walked into the store. Jace went to wrap his arm around my shoulders, then stopped and stuffed his hands into his pocket.
How about I take you shopping and then we go out to eat?
After trying to suppress a smile and pretty much failing, I glanced up at him. Like a date? Jace gulped and cracked a smile.
A date.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.